Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir. In the first shir, we saw Neflos, Rabbos, Gedolos, Vatsumos, Mitaras Hashem, B'siyata Dishmaya. And the yisod that we came out with was that there are two reasons to be Mekayim mitzvahs. One is that Hashem commanded us, and the other reason is that that's part and parcel of the Limud HaTorah. So we saw that the first four psukim in the perek are telling us to keep the mitzvahs because Hashem said, talking about perek dalet in Sefer Dvarim Parshas Veschanan. And now we get to pasuk hey, and what's going to come out from pasuk hey? So let's see. It says in pasuk hey, Reili madeti eschem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani. Hashem Elokei lasu tzken bekerev oretz asher atem boim sham l'rishta. Look. I've taught you chukim u'mishpatim as God commanded me to do so in the midst of the land that you're going there to inherit. And then Vayter, Pasuk Vav, it says, V'mushmartim v'asisam ki chokhmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. Asher yishmon az kol ha'chukim eleh v'amru. Rak am chacham v'navon ha'goy ha'gadol hazeh. So, you should guard them and do them, because it is your wisdom and understanding to the eyes of the nations. They're going to hear all of these chukim. They're going to say, what a wise and understanding great nation this is. So, those are psukim hey and vav. So that's klape the kiyum ha-mischayev. That's what we are fulfilling Torah because of what is obligatory upon us from the fact that there are limadat yeschem chukim u'mishpatim, because I taught you the chukim u'mishpatim, the laws and the statutes and the test, whatever, all the different translations they give for chukim and mishpatim, all the fancy words, but it means different types of laws, as we know. So, I'm teaching you these chukim mishpatim as Hashem has taught me. So the pasuk opens up with limadati eschem. In other words, may etzem masha limadati eschem, from the very fact that I taught you, which is a din talmud Torah, uva also limud limadati eschem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai. I taught you chukim and mishpatim as Hashem your God has commanded me. In other words, Hashem commanded me to teach you b'toiras talmud Torah. And b'toiras talmud Torah, as part of the fulfillment of Talmud Torah, may also limud kalimud mischayev lasis kain bekerev ha'aretz asher atem boim shama l'rishta. So that limud is a limud that's mischayev, in other words, from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Since limadati eschem chukim u'mishpatim, me'meila, you have to do so b'kerev ha'aretz that you're coming to inherit. Because that's mitarist with teres Talmud Torah. Because as we said, the other reason you have to follow the mitzvahs of Hashem, besides the fact that Hashem said so, is because it's an outgrowth, a direct outcome of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah means almanas la'asas. And it's talui b'kerev ha'aretz. Why b'kerev ha'aretz? Al pi ha'mevu'ar b'rashi, b'farashat ekev, מספרי שם, שנאמרה אזהרה מיוחדת, שגם לאחר שתגלו מארץ ישראל, very famous Rashi from the Sifri, that there's a special warning, that even after you go into Galus from Eretz Yisrael, היו מצויונים במצוות, you should still be מצויונים, outstanding, extraordinary, in mitzvos. Hanichu tefillin, the word tziyun means marked, remarkable. That's mitzuyan. When somebody's a mitzuyan, he says it's wonderful. But really what it means is milshon siyun, to mark. That's remarkable. It's out of the ordinary. Kitzer, you should still be mitzvah. You should still be marked with mitzvahs, even when you're in chutz laretz. Rechmana litzlan. Henichu tefillin, asu mezuzis, kidei shelo yiyu lachem chadoshim kishetachzuru. Wear tefillin, make mezuzis, in order that it shouldn't be new for you when you come back to Eretz Yisrael. Chenu oimer atzibi lach tziyunim. Stand for yourself, markers. So this way you're prepared when you come back. So that's what Rashi says there. In other words, the ikar, the inyan, chiyuv, kol ha-mitzvahs, hu rak be'eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael is there a chiyuv mitzvahs. Like the Ramban writes in Parashas Acharemos, 18:28. And here in the Pasuk, v'elimadati ayin sham. And this is explained at length by Moreinu v'Rabbeinu in the second volume of the Be'er Miriam, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Malachim, in the ninth halacha. And Moriv Rabbeisai, I repeat myself a lot about this, but it's important to me, so I hope you'll indulge me. And we have many, many shiurim from Rabbeinu, from Toras Rabbeinu, on Rambam Hilchos Malachim, and it is the Siyata Dishmaya Oisei Gevein L'chiyotzei Migedera Ragil, so please listen to those shiurim and share it with your friends, because it's just incredible. So learn the Rambam, V'yaz Darf Tzuzayin K'mo Shetzarich. And this is the Rabbeinu talks about this in the second volume of the Be'er Miriam, the fifth halacha, in the fifth parak of the ninth halacha. Al kopanim, the ikar inyan chiyuv ve'inyan kol ha-mitzvahs hu rak be'eretz Yisrael ve'asiya b'chutz la'aretz. Why are we keeping mitzvahs in chutz la'aretz? It's only mitam atzivi lach tziyunim, make markers for yourself. Ve'omnam kamuvan shemibchinat hatzivui in kol nafka mina, hu oto chiyuv mamash b'chul k'be'eretz Yisrael. But l'gabei ha'inyan shemitoch, so nafka mina wise is not nafka mina. We're doing it in chutz laretz, just like we're doing it in Eretz Yisrael. But לגבי העניין שמתוך חוכמת התורה מתחייבת העשייה, but this inyan, that from חוכמת התורה, from the learning of the Torah, you are obligated to do, אין זה אלא כלפי עשייה שאומנם מחמת עצם התורה בחיובה, אבל עשייה הבאה מחמת הציבי לך ציונים, אינה עניין לזה. So that's only klape asiyah vis-a-vis the doing. That comes machmas etzem ha-Torah. But asiyah that comes because of atzivi lach tziyunim has nothing to do with this. In other words, this that chochmas ha-Torah is mechayiv asiyah is only in Eretz Yisrael. Because there we're doing it because the Torah is set, because the Etzem HaTorah is Mechayev. But in Chutz Laretz, it's not the Etzem HaTorah that's Mechayev. What's Mechayev us in Chutz Laretz? What's Mechayev us in Chutz Laretz is just that Tzivi Lach Tziyunim, to make markers, so we don't forget how to keep mitzvahs. So mebchinat tzivui, so it's the same chiyuv in chutz laretz like in Eretz Yisrael. But as far as the inyan that chochmas haTorah is mechayev asiya, ukelashon Rabbeinu, shemitoch chochmat haTorah mitchayevet haasiya, that chochmas from the wisdom of the Torah, one is obligated to do. That's only asiyah that's because of the Etzem HaTorah. And that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael you have to keep mitzvahs, because it says so in the Torah, because the mitzvahs were given, as the Torah clearly states, to be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. But asiyah that's coming because of Chutz La'aretz, because of Atzivi Lach Tziyunim, because we're making markers, that has nothing to do with that, meaning that you're not obligated to do Machmas Etzem HaTorah. You're only obligated to do it because of atzivi lach tziyunim. So there, chachmas haTorah isn't mechayev asiya. And as we explained in the previous shiur, the reason that Talmud Torah is pushed away for a mitzvah veras is because the etzem haTorah is mechayev that you, Torah is mechayev that you do the mitzvah. So that's why Talmud Torah is nitches. So you're going to say that in Chutz La'aretz it shouldn't be because there the Torah is not mechayev, you only tziv lach tziyunim. And the answer is no. Because there's that tziv lach tziyunim, you also have to practice this. In other words, get used to the fact that Talmud Torah is nitches for a mitzvah veras, even Chutz La'aretz. But akopanim, all we're doing Chutz La'aretz is out tziv lach tziyunim. And it's not that the Chachma said Torah is mechayev. So the fact that God said to do it, that applies everywhere. But the fact that Chachma said Torah is mechayev, that's only when the Etzem Torah is mechayev, but not Hatzivi Lach Tziyunim, we're only keeping mitzvahs, so we don't forget. And therefore the Pasuk says, Bekerev ha'oretz. La'asayiskein bekerev ha'oretz. What comes out of the Limad Tiyaschen, Chukim u'mishpatim kashet tzivan Hashem alakayis, dafka la'asayiskein, Bekerev ha'oretz, in the midst of the land. How awesome is that? It's only in Eretz Yisrael that the limit is mechayev. Ve'achshav anachnu mevinim ma shehudgash hadavar belashon bekerev ha'aretz. Now we understand the emphasis on bekerev ha'aretz, in the midst of the land. What's the lashon bekerev? It's mashma b'fnim ha'aretz v'klapei ha'aretz. Within the land, towards the land. L'chayre, that you're in Eretz Yisrael. This is your location. Your location is Eretz Yisrael. But what's bekerev, this lashon of bekerev ha'aretz? What's the Torah telling us with those words? So Ayin Ramban, the Farashat Acharei Mot, that he writes this inyan that the Iker Mitzvahs are of Eretz Yisrael, because the Mitzius of Eretz Yisrael Eina Sovelet Ovrei Averot Umikiyautam Shelo Kishaar Aratzot. Eretz Yisrael can't take sinners. Eretz Yisrael can't take sinners and vomits them. Unlike other lands, a person wants to sin, go to Honduras, go to St. Thomas Island, go to Australia. You know what? I don't even have to give examples of places, anywhere. So I'm going to tell you the chatchila, if you don't mind, not to sin. Much better not to sin. But if a person's going to sin, not in Eretz Yisrael. That was the Satmar Rebbe, was very stark about that. Eretz Yisrael is holy. Eretz Yisrael is tremendous madrigas you can reach in Eretz Yisrael. Just make sure not to do any averis. That's the only tonight. Eretz Yisrael is very, very special. But part of that uniqueness is very sensitive. So a person sins, Eretz Yisrael can't take it. In other words, there's something in the land itself that has an inyan of kiyum mitzvah Hashem. It's not just a geographical location. You're in. You know, they have in the Arabs. I don't really follow this stuff close. I just hear them throwing out Shatach A, Shatach B, Shatach C. They have different areas. This area, there are Arabs. This area, there are, I don't know. They have control here. They don't have control there. I know you'll forgive me for not following these things. Akopanim, see, there's just different Shtachim. In Shatach A, it's like this. In Shatach B, it's like this. But the Eretz Yisrael, it's not more than that. It's not just the Shetach. In the Shetach, you have to keep mitzvahs. No, there's something about the land itself. Inherent in the land. It's not just random. All right, this is where you got to keep the mitzvahs. No, there's something inherent in Eretz Yisrael itself that makes it that only here in Eretz Yisrael, I happen to be talking from Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, only here one is chayv to keep the mitzvahs. And that's what it says. Bekerev Eretz, in the midst of the land. In other words, this is Shaykh Lefnim u'metzius ha'aretz. It's part of the metzius of the land. The land itself, the midst of the land is not just this area. If we just say Haaretz, you would say, okay, in this area, but it has nothing to do with the land. No, no, no. There's something in the land itself, in the land of Israel itself inherently, that is Mechayev you in mitzvahs. It only applies here or not. You can't just say, okay, so, you know, put in your mind that England is Eretz Israel and then do the mitzvahs. So create such a narrative in your mind. You know, like one of the great rebbes used to say, Machda Eretz Israel. If you can't get to Israel, make Eretz Israel here. Of course, you should try to make every place you are have Kedusha. But at the end of the day, it doesn't have that mitzvahs. There's a certain mitzvahs in Eretz Israel, so you could be in Yira Torah by Yira Lakewood, and you could be sitting in BMG, another 7,700 or so Tzadikim Lomdei Torah, Yireim Mishleimim, it's Gevaldik, and there's a tremendous Kol Torah, and a Hislahavus, and everything is super duper galooper, but it's not as holy as Tel Aviv. And how can you say that? The answer is, as far as the Kedusha of Torah, Shmir Sinayim, on a lot of different levels, it's better to be in BMG than it is in Tel Aviv, on a lot of levels. But it still doesn't have the essential qualities of Eretz Yisrael. There's something about Eretz Yisrael. There's something about putting on tefillin. Even in Tel Aviv, which is not known exactly as an ear of that everybody is a tzaddik, what the Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibreditchev's types like to call tzaddikim nistarim. They're a hidden tzaddikim. They hide it very, very well. Like yesterday was the Tisha B'Av, was the Yortzeit. I don't say Yortzeit, he wasn't Jewish, but famous baseball player Thurman Munson died, took a plane ride on Tisha B'Av, and the plane crashed. He was a catcher for the New York Yankees. Tisha B'Av, 1979, August 2nd, 1979. Thurman Munson went up in the plane, never came back. So he didn't know Tisha B'Av is not a good time to fly. There was a reform rabbi a number of years ago, the president of the Hebrew Union College. He was taking a little bit of a flight on a Shabbos day, and I think it was a Shabbos morning, and his plane crashed, died quite young. And also, Tisha B'Av is a dangerous time to fly, and Shabbos for rabbis, not a good time to fly your plane. In any event, Metzius of Eretz Yisrael is holy. So how did I get onto that with Thurman Munson? Because he was a very gruff guy, very aloof, very unfriendly person. So they said. So one of the guys in the front office said after he died, he was really a nice guy. He just hit it well. So he hit it well. So like the hidden tzaddikim in Tel Aviv, they're really tzaddikim. They just hide it well, some of them. The Hamev and Yavin, unfortunately. So yet, there's still a special quality to Tel Aviv. There's still a special quality to Kfar Saba. Just yesterday I saw online they had a live stream from Shiurim that took place in memory of Hadar Golden. It was a Shem Yinkom Damo, a soldier killed by our enemies. So they had a Yom Shel Torah and Shiurim, obviously in Yanei Tisha B'Av, in Kfar Saba. So Kfar Saba, they're wonderful Jews also. Kfar Saba, Kfar Safta. In any event, but it's not known as such a firm place in Cholon and Rishon LeZion. You know, these places, which are inhabited by not such from people, but still, they have the essential Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Bekerev Haaretz. And there's also an emphasis, Asher Atem Baim L'Shama L'Rishto, that you're going there to inherit it. What's a pshat with an inheritance? Inheritance is something Shemagia L'cha, something that's coming to you. And that's what Eretz Yisrael is. Eretz Yisrael is Shayach to Am Yisrael because we're Ovdei Hashem. This is the holy land. This is the land to live in holiness. Everybody knows that. Every Gentile knows the holy land. There's only one land in the world that's called the holy land. I don't know, maybe Muslims go to Mecca. And I don't know if they call it the holy land. They seem to be a lot more focused on Israel than on Mecca. They can have Mecca. We can make a peace treaty with the Arabs. So you get Mecca, we get Israel. You leave us alone, we'll leave you alone. But I'm not so sure they'd be satisfied with that. In any event, so that's why there's an emphasis here on l'rishta, to inherit it, because it's your inheritance, it's part, it's for you, it's for Avdei Hashem. And that's what the pasuk is emphasizing here, that you're keeping mitzvahs as an outgrowth of your learning. As an outgrowth of your learning Torah, which is only in Eretz Yisrael, that's only for you, that's for Avodas Hashem. That's why you have to keep the Torah. That's the emphasis on the care of Eretz, Asher Tempurim Shem L'Rishta, because only in Chutz La'aretz you don't have the same. In Chutz La'aretz only at Tziva Lach Tzionim. So the Etz and Torah is a mechayev you to keep the Torah, only the fact that at Tziva Lach Tzionim. And also the fact that God commanded it. But the second aspect is that the Torah is mechayev, the Torah is only mechayev you to keep it in Eretz Yisrael. And they do it in Chutz La'aretz is at Tziva Lach Tzionim. And now we can understand why the pasuk opened up Lashon Re'e, which is a Lashon Yochit. And then, as we noted in the previous shir, it continues B'Lashon Rabim. Shiyadua B'Shem Agra. The Lashon Yochid in the Torah is when there's a Chalais and Klal Yisrael, the Torah is Klal Yisrael. And Lashon Rabim is when we're talking to all the individuals. Lashon Yochid is when we're talking to the collective, to the whole. And if so, Nesinas HaTorah, which wasn't an Inyan Prati, it was a Nesina L'Klal Yisrael, it's Lashon Yochid. Hashem Kein Mitzvis, which is a chiyuv on every individual, there it's going to be Lashon Rabin. So Re'e is klapet the limud v'nesinas ha-Torah Moshe Yisrael. It's had a din of Talmud Torah the Rabin l'chol Yisrael. So that's a Lashon Yachid talking to the collective. And then the continuation comes to warn on Kiyum B'Fol that they have to keep the mitzvahs that are mischayiv machmas nesinas ha-Torah. That's an inyan l'chol echad ve'echad and memeila shteit b'Lashon Rabin. Awesome or not awesome? Awesome. And that's what it says in Pasuk Vav. Ushmartem ve'asisem ki chochmaschem uvinaschem. V'hainu she'asiyah b'bnei Yisrael eino davar nifrad ela mitchayev me'etzem mitziutam al yedei ha'Torah shehi chochma v'chad hem ima she'al yedei ze mitdabkim hem l'chochma v'naasim be'atzmam Chachamim v'nivonim. So it says in the pasuk, "Ushmartem v'asisim," because it's your chachma and your bina, that the asiya b'bnei Yisrael isn't something separate. It's mischayev from the very mitzias through Torah, which is chachma and is one with the Jewish people. That's what it means. You know why you should keep the shmartem v'asisim? Because this is your chachma. Mitoch the chachma, you're keeping the mitzvahs. You're one with your chachma. And we mainly have to keep the mitzvahs. Because again, in Pesukim Hei and Vav, we're talking about keeping the mitzvahs because the Torah is Mechayev Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Limud HaTorah is Mechayev Shmiras HaMitzvahs. So in the Meila, mitbakeshet hanaga shel chokhma v'tvuna shishmirat chukim v'mishpatim shenemru b'Torah shem po yoytzei mechachmas HaTorah. You want to be dovik in chachmas HaTorah. So in the Meila, you have to ushmartim v'asisim. So that's not the reason to keep the mitzvahs. It's the pasuk is telling us that that's the mitzvahs of Bnei Yisrael. The mitzvahs of Bnei Yisrael is that we're one with our chachma, and mimela we keep the Torah. Ad kedei kach, that when the goyim see this, they're going to say, wow, what a nation this is. You're so davuk b'tari, so davuk b'chachma, that you live based on your chachma. That's Rashi. Rashi says, "Ushmartem zu Mishnah, la'asisem kemashmal." That through the Mishnah, you do, because that's mischayev. You're learning in such a way that it brings you to keep the Torah. That's your mitzvah, that you're one with the chachma, that you learn, you're united with the chachma, you forge a unity, and memeila the goyim see that, they say, "Wow, look at you guys! You learn something, and you keep it, you live it. It's incredible." So this was incredible. And we still have a road to go, sweet friends. And I can't wait for the next segment of this shir. It's going to be SG, Super Geschmack. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Lina, we shall continue. Shalom. Shalom.